Well, we have Mr. David Schmaltz joining us now. How are you doing, David? Well, we're delighted you could be here with us. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
I couldn't hardly turn it down.
Well, we're going to have a little chat time later on, but I was hoping that maybe you'd just go ahead and play us a song. Have you got something in mind?
I've got one. This is anniversary season for me. And I wrote this song to my wife, and it's entitled My Wives. My first wife was an angel in disguise. She taught me how to cry, and I taught her how to fly. She bore two children, then we moved to Pennsylvania, where we tried to live the compromise. Familiar to all life, we drank our fill, then life intruded on our plans. The future took our hands, introducing a really different life, sent to stumble every plan. Maybe make this boy a man. And that plan we'd held between us slowly slipped out of our hands as life intruded on our plan. My second wife was lovely to the eye, an innocent disguise. She was another compromise, a lie in hiding. We fooled ourselves much longer than we tried, pretending we could fly. We danced until we died. Intruding on our plans, the future took our hands and introduced a really different life, sent to stumble every stand and maybe make this boy a man. And that plan we held between us slowly slipped out of our hands as life improved upon our plan. Okay. My wife is in the audience today. My third wife now. She's sure to be my last. There are no actors in this cast. We don't play it loose or fast. We've turned some corner. We fool ourselves and say what's past is past. The future now at last has resolved enough to cast. Whatever comes to fall here, though life will continue to unplan the best of wife and man. We'll embrace each different life, sure to stumble every stand, sure to make this boy a man. As each plan we hold between us is sure to slip right through our hands, as life improves upon our plan, as life improves upon our plan. Thank you.
Oh, man. David, that was great. Great. Thank you so much. So, Three Wives. And I was sort of wondering, have all three wives heard that song?
No, I don't play it to my first wife. And, no, see, the issue was when I was a teenager, I was told by a lot of people that I'd be a pretty good catch. But what I didn't understand that what for me, marriage would be a catch and release sort of operation. I've been caught more than once.
So how long have you been playing guitar and singing?
I've been playing guitar since I was in the fourth grade at Edison School.
Yeah, I grew up right here in Walla Walla.
I did grow up here in Walla Walla. I remember playing the guitar every night until my fingers were bloody and then putting Band-Aids on them and playing more until the Band-Aids fell off.
You got serious about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just obsessed with it.
Yeah, good for you.
So it's been almost 50 years now.
Yeah, so you went off at one point, you were going to make a living playing the guitar. And
I did make a living. It wasn't a good living, but it was an honest living.
So when were you doing that?
In the late 60s, early 70s, I was one of those guys that used to hitchhike around, play at coffee houses and things like that. And it was poor but honest work.
Yeah. Did you pick up some odd jobs along the way?
Oh, I had a lot of odd jobs. I did everything from cleaning out stables to washing pots in the basement of a hotel, and I did the casual labor route.
Yeah.
It convinced me eventually that I should get out of the music business and go back to school, which I did.
Was the one of those odd jobs that sort of stands out in your memory?
Well, the one where I was trying to get a job cleaning out stables, but I had really long hair at the time, and the way labor contractors worked is they'd pick out the cleanest cut looking ones in the group, and my long hair didn't do it. So the first day they didn't choose me. The next day I borrowed my friend's short hair wig and went back and got hired. I had to wear a short hair wig to get hired to clean out stables, but I did that for my music, for my art. It was a good investment.
So you went back to school, and what are you doing for your day job now?
I'm a consultant, which I refer to as having a different shaped guitar. It's the same passion that I use when I write music. Now I compose ways for people to work well together. It's a very interesting sort of work. I have the sort of job that I can't explain to my mother what it is that I do. She thinks I'm a doctor for organizations because I go into organizations and help them work better.
There you go.
Get them well.
And so you and Amy are doing this together now.
Yeah. Amy and I are doing this
together.
Good
for you. Well, I understand you brought a little recipe for us today, too, or something that you like in particular.
Oh, I did, yeah. My last name, Schmaltz, in Yiddish means rendered fat. And there's some history behind that. The reason why is because the people who used to make candles would go around and collect fat, so they called them Schmaltz. Now, one of my favorite recipes is what I call Schmaltz potatoes. And it's a very simple recipe. It requires one goose rendered. So when you cook a goose, keep the fat. Do not throw the fat away. Put that fat in a pan in the oven on about 200 degrees with a little water. And when all the water's gone, you'll have rendered fat. Then cook up some potatoes and overcook them. Boil them until they're kind of mushy, and then put the goose fat in a pan, throw the potatoes in the pan, throw that in a hot oven, 400, 425 degrees for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, turning it every 10 minutes or so, and all that mushy stuff on the side will become crispy, golden brown.
Oh, that sounds
the most
good.
Wonderful potato you've ever eaten. Schmaltz potatoes.
So maybe we could get Ron to do that out at the Icebrook. What do you think? Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah, that sounds good. Well, maybe we can put the recipe up on our website and get it from you after the show.
Sure, absolutely.
Put up, that'd be terrific.
Absolutely.
So you're going to be with us in the second half of the show. We're looking forward to that.
Okay.
It'd be nice to have you back up. Thanks so much. That was enjoyable.
You're very welcome.
Okay, let me get off this stage and let's talk to some of the folks here in our audience.